Blog Talk Radio.
Forget about tomorrow. Time for us to start winning is now. 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 Now.
Hey, they don't like us, we don't like them. Nothing wrong with that, right? Right.
At the end of the day, it's the same three things you've had to do in 35 that you got to do now in 2018.
I do not see no holes on this wall.
You got to run the ball.
Barkley off the left side. Here he goes. Look at the speed. Oh, my goodness. Breaks the tackle. Going to take it to the house. 92 yards. Toying with the defender. Saquon Barkley.
You got to stop the run.
Tyreek Hill lines up in the backfield.
The ball pops free, and it's recovered by Harrison.
A snack for Damon Harrison early.
And you got to pressure the passer.
Wentz hangs in, holds it down. Down he goes. And an early sack by Olivier Vernon.
Two kinds of players in this league, folks. There are guys that play professional football, and there are professional football players. And the professional football players are the guys we want. I don't want guys that want to win. I want guys that hate to lose.
Odell Beckham Jr. down the sideline for the touchdown.
Giants fans, you are now listening to the hottest show on the planet, The Shakedown. Here to give you everything you need to know on your New York football Giants are Black Friday.
Welcome to the New York football Giants, Saquon Barkley, a.k.a. the Golden Child.
Ease of choking.
Do you know who Alec Ogletree is? Like, I'm asking you for real.
Really?
But do you know who he is?
J-Rock.
We're
going 16 and 0,
huh?
16 and 0,
bro. How dare you say anything worse?
How dare
you?
Out your
mind.
You know he just drafted the Messiah.
Only and the one and only, Shakes Montana.
Now, if that man was a prospect like a Peyton Manning or a Joe Montana, like I've been saying the whole fucking time, you don't pass up on this talent. You don't do it.
Now here is your host, Shakes Montana.
A lot of them catch feelings. I hope you're out there healing from the decisions that's been going on in this side of the world, a.k.a. division, because that's what they preach. And that's what they program you with. Turn you into a nitwit. I'm sick of this shit. Welcome to the Shakedown Sports Podcast. I'm the Last Real Poet. Wasn't expecting to hear my voice on the E-Style Friday. I've been robbed. I've been led astray. I've been ashamed, broken and beaten and battered. It almost shattered a whole glass. I'm sick of this shit. People keep taking advantage of my ass. You know what I mean? So I had to fight back and come on back and then rewind that. Because yesterday was whack. But I'm back. Apologize to the people for my abrupt. But I wanted to start off at the top and let it know that the audible that the brothers ran, magnificent. So shouts out to Nacho on the Box with Cheese. Shouts out to the brother, Evil Chosen One. both brothers. I feel some kind of way about that now. Freudian slip. I love them both. Or I can be like Jennifer Lopez and say, let both of them motherfuckers drive. That was the funniest thing she ever said. And it took Big Boy to pull that out. And it was phenomenal. That dude has always been a phenomenal interviewer. One of the hidden talents. I don't even know why I even got started on that. But it is East Style Friday, so, you know what I mean? We're going to get to two-step on, because you never know where I'm going to take you, or until the folks get here, where they're going to take you. But I'm pretty sure you're going to be delighted either way. You know what I'm saying? You got the pollen, the pollinate, the earbuds. And kids, stay away from drugs. For real. You know what I mean? That's word from LRP for us. Smart. You know? And that one's for free. And it's Friday. And we got some games coming up, man. We got some games coming up. And we're going to talk about it. Get more into some news today, man. Some news today on both sides. We got Antonio Brown out here with a whole fake food stamp card. He was trying to get some groceries. Shouts out to Old Dirty. You're great at what you do, bro, but you Old Dirty out here. Gotta stop doing this shit, man. What you doing with a whole fake vaccine joint? Everybody going crazy over this thing. Aaron Rodgers lying about it. Brown walking around with a fake card. They won't let Kyrie play. It's crazy. Upside down, this world has been, yes. Speaking from the heart, my friends, I'm trying to tell you, man, it's real out here. And y'all just don't get it. I've been looking for my spaceship. Been looking for it. I parked it right there. I heard the chirp, chirp. I heard it quite clear. But still an alien lost from his kingdom. Like, man, where they find me from? Where they find me from? Not where they find y'all. Where they find me? I'm not supposed to be here. Literally banging on the bars, saying I'm not supposed to be here. I don't know what kind of week this has been for y'all, but I'm glad we made it. I'm glad we're here. Cheers. I'm going to let something rock out real quick while I go ahead and get the palate right. You know what I mean? Because we're about to dine in tonight. Everybody going to feast. Everybody is going to feast. And if they don't feast, then I'm going to feast. Because I can be a lion in this motherfucking jungle all by my goddamn self, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get it twisted. But ain't nothing like it. Having your brothers rock with. You know what I'm saying? They just spit slang and drop shit. Jewels. Without the Pro Tools. I don't know. Am I really that gifted? Sometimes I wonder. And then I sometimes wonder. I was like, do people get tired of my slick shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I'm tired of that bragging dose of shit. Shut up and talk. I'm trying. As you can see, I'm not well, but it's all right. We're going to work it out, and I'll be right back with you. We'll be right back. I'm gonna make it back inside. Yeah, I probably heard all that clicking around. I don't even know if I put myself on here. But, nonetheless. So yesterday, what was the game yesterday? There was a game yesterday. Completely forgot about it. What happened? So, a question already I'm going to ask myself. And if you want to chime in, feel free. If you want to just come up and say what you know, because it's been a long-ass week and want to air it out, you know what I mean? Throw some live bullets out there. No doubt. Let me hit that real quick. You know what I mean? Hope that didn't mess up with the audio. And caught me at a bad time. I'll catch you later with the sunshine. But, yeah, Lion Falcons. Question is, Matt Ryan, you know, you holding on to that brother too long? That line was kind of crazy. But either way, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about Matt Jones. I wish you would have got me 37, young man. Wish you would have got me 37. I'm cool with them. I'm rocking with the 28, no problem. You know what I mean? I have some other people hopefully step up and get, hey, they get 28 too. You know what I mean? I ain't mad at you, but I was hoping for 37. You know, you could have got there. Could have got there. You're just playing with him for real. But the progression of Mac Jones, man, perfect situation for that kid. And it's showing. That's how you do it. And I don't think anybody got any quarrels with what they got going on in the wing. So if you have some thoughts on that, but did I finish the number? And if you don't know, 914-205-5796 is the number to call in. Hashtag Shakedown Sports Podcast on the Twitter. Got to get that fixed, and I am. I'm on it. So the people can follow us. And we also going to start doing some big things as far as growing a business. Yo, if you got a business out there, you want to get a plug in your particular area, you know what I mean? Because we all over the world, baby. Around the world. Zooming in the fancy car. Here we are. Because we're rocking all over the world, you know what I mean? So come on and share your good fortunes with us. We'll pass it on to the people. You know what I mean? We'll do that for you. Because we, you know, equal opportunity over here. And we love to do it. But we also like to push that, you know what I mean? Push that. That realness, that authentic sports talk, social commentary, different flavors, different days. You know what I'm saying? And today is to relax. East Down Friday, you know, come in with the thunder. And if it's just an evening with the LRP on the East Down, then that's cool too. But this. Sharing some other information about Saquon Barkley potentially playing. I felt some kind of way about that earlier, right? It was reported that okay, Judge was saying that the potential of him being able to rock is pretty, you know, pointing in the right direction. Like they never really want to say the dude playing, and then. And there was a little excerpt of, you know, he had a presser and spoke to people. And I think we played that yesterday. But I will say, I need to go back and pick up with them brothers I saw. I think I heard this black crazy in the background that be saying, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Well, could be. But I don't want to hear nothing about that no more, man. Like, look, there's no reason why they all are not at full strength. Oh, yeah. Besides, Kyler, they already said they're at full strength. Why you guys end up in trying to hide it? You know what I mean? Why are you still trying to keep it a secret? It seems like for the past several years, man, all these guys are still... It's a weird secret, though. You know, because other coaches don't say shit either, but... It's like, maybe they're doing it wrong. I don't know. But it's whack.
That's what it is.
But either way, just say the dude playing. You just came off a whole bye. No reason, you know what I mean? Yeah, he had an orange instead of his sock, but that don't mean that it should be good now. Only basketball players are out forever. What are they trying to fool? That's how I felt about it, but I just don't want to hear about it no more. I really don't. But Khalil Mack is out for the season, getting foot surgery. Did you know that? Yeah, I found that out today. So, I was just recently wanting a brother, too. I was like, damn, I didn't know it was old. You know what I mean? Foot game was ass-stepping. I'm just playing. Khalil Mack, don't come find me, bro. We good. I was just saying. Kept that shit a secret for a while. We got Shex Montana with us. I don't even know how I've been sounding this whole time, so.
What's going on, Peace God?
Peace God? What it do?
Everything, man, I was running around yesterday. I couldn't even sit still on the damn show yesterday. Missed a lot. I don't know what y'all talked about. I don't know what happened. Feel like I'm just coming right back into the loop just now. Oh, hey, I'm back, y'all.
Hey, hell of a day to do so. You know what I'm saying? Hell of a day to do so, because I was the same way. Shit, my whole presence got hijacked. I was poof.
Oh, yeah, y'all, because you know what? You had just poofed right before I poofed. Because you was like, you had gave the signal in the group text. We all read it. Yeah, man. And I know they was holding it down, not showing E. And then I had to run. I was like, oh, shit. So I put the shit on mute. And I didn't think I was going to be gone so damn long. I thought maybe 5-10 minutes, man. I was gone. I'm like, oh. By the time I came back, he was like, all right, we'll see y'all for Easter Friday. Good night. And I'm like, oh, shit.
I didn't even try.
But, you know, glad they held it down.
Before I got home.
Glad they held it down.
Yeah,
I do want to get on the hot seat in a minute, get you on the hot seat, get whoever else. We can get on the hot seat here in a minute. But,
We here. Welcome.
Give me a little second. Hold on for a second.
Yeah, you didn't know what kind of spaceship funky ride I was going to take everybody on. You know what I mean? I would have talked about everything. Can you believe that? Everything. I mean, everything. So... We are good, and we also got the man of the hour, Master Ceremony. That was just the opening act, ladies and gentlemen. I was just the opening act. That was it. We still got about to hit you over the head because the man of the hour is here whenever he's ready. But he's
peace,
here.
Peace. Peace to the gods. Peace to the earth. Y'all know what time it is. East South Friday with my brothers holding it down. You know what I mean? But... teamwork makes the dream work. What's going on? Happy Friday. In the words of my brother OG Steve, happy Friday, everybody. What's happening?
Baritone. Nothing but the trombone going on. Oh,
I hear that. Be my little snake eating in the background, huh?
Already. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm on the road, so I hope my audio sounds pretty good and I'm drowning out the sounds of the wind and it's not hurting the people's ears right now, but Yeah, man. Thank you, brother, for holding it down and setting it off. Got the kiddies in the back. Want to give a special shout out to my one, my son, EJ, Errol Dandridge Jr., turning 5 years old. And I love you. One day you're going to play this audio back and realize the love that your uncles have for you, dad has for you. And
hope that wasn't too loud, my bad.
Not at all, bro. Stay good, stay blessed. I love you, son. May the Lord continuously rain down. Yes. Yes, yes. May the Lord continuously rain down blessings. And as a collective, we will do our best to make sure you are the most successful you can be in every way that you want to be. Love you. God bless you, man. Happy birthday, son. Now let's move into the things that we're getting
okay,
into.
Nothing.
So with anything you
spoke
about yet, brother?
Nah, real quick, I just wanted to piggyback and happy birthday, nephew. Play the happening song for you, right? You know what I mean? You got to get that popping song right there. Popping music.
Yeah, he got a whole day planned for tomorrow, bro. Whole day planned for himself, taking him somewhere he never been to. Little trampoline center, little skydiving, little kitty skydiving type of situation. Like, it's going to be great for them, man. They're going to enjoy themselves. And dad is here to make it happen. And thank you, my brother, for showing the love that you always do. Family first.
Yeah, that feel good music right there.
Yeah.
No doubt. But nah, man, I talked about a whole lot. I said, I discussed Antonio Brown with the fake food stamp card, and I told him the world is upside down, bro, because you know you got Aaron Rodgers lying about it. You got him with the fake food stamp card about it. They won't let Kyrie play at all. I'm like, damn, the world is upside down. So I discussed that right before you guys came in. It was Khalil Mack. Placed on IR, out for the season. Getting foot surgery.
What injury is this?
He got a foot surgery. He got a foot thing. He had seven. I don't know exactly what it is, but he's getting foot surgery. So
probably one of the metatarsals. Whenever you got to get surgery, and a guy of his caliber with his motor, is definitely probably one of them metatarsals, man.
I discussed he's just bullet points Matt Ryan in the game last night. Spoke about Mac Jones and his.
Can I say this to
evolution.
Chase? I don't know if he's with us or not, but can I say this? We're gonna talk about Josh Rosen. Now, don't get me wrong. The New England defense beat up on an old wizard, and I don't care what nobody say. I've been telling you guys, Matt Ryan is washed up. He's been washed up for the last 2 to 3 years. Numbers do lie. I express that Matt Ryan should have been out of there. He should have been looking for a new quarterback. I don't know what was going on. He's washed. W-A-washed. He's done. He looked old. It looked nasty. On the sideline, it's time to retire, Matty. Matty, you need ice because you ain't got it. Now, let's move on real quick to Shakes again. So the defense is giving Shakes points, right, in Shakedown League One. And I'm saying to myself, wow, this is pissing me off because anybody's defense that's giving them 26, 27 is a piss off because his offensive players ain't played yet. You feel me? So, I'm pissed off at that. Not too much, because I got some heavy hitters that haven't played yet. So, you know, that's cool. And Josh Rosen gets into the game and throws two back-to-back interceptions. And one would have been a pick six if dude ain't step out of bounds. I'm saying to myself, how many points does Josh Rosen want to give Shakes?
He gave up another one?
What?
I didn't know
back
he gave
to
up
back.
A back. I didn't know it was back to back. I saw the one about Van Noy. I didn't know he threw one after that.
Yo, I'm like, this can't be real. This cannot be real. He gave up a pick six. And then gave up another one right after that.
Wow.
So, no. Hold on, LRP, because this is going to go right into a great segue. So for anybody who felt like we made the wrong choice between Josh Rosen and Sam Darnold with Saquon Barkley, I don't even got to say no more. I'm going to let LRP go because I wanted to spark that. Both of them are going. And our running back is coming off of IR, about to look real righteous on Monday. Career-wise, neither one of them can't touch them if you put them together.
I spoke.
The difference between being injured and just doo-doo.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I thought he looked like young Bo Judge in the grass. Did you see him when he came
Trash.
In and showed that picture? I was like, yo, you look like if Back to the Future had started Joe Judge. That motherfucker straight up looked like a young Mari, bro. That's what I said to myself when I saw him.
Matt Ryan looked like he need the vaccine. Like something ain't right with Matt Ryan. He is looking wrinkled, moist. It was crazy yesterday. I'm like, yo, what's up with Matt Ryan? You know what I'm talking about, Jake. You know what I'm talking about.
Like,
Matt Ryan looked moist and wrinkled yesterday.
I looked at him on the sideline. I was like, "Damn," because I can remember a young Matt Ryan, and I'm looking at him as
right.
an old Matt Ryan. I'm like, "Good God, I'm like,
right, bro.
Yo,
Thank you.
That wasn't so long ago, neither, bro. Like, yeah, you know I mean, I know he's been in the league for a while, man. Maybe even over a decade. All right, yeah, you know I mean, but damn, 10 years do that to you, like." What the fuck, bro?
Yo,
like,
Shake, I'm telling you, yo, thank you. I knew I wasn't the only person bugging. I'm thinking of the Matt Ryan we beat, right, in our first playoff run. And I'm saying to myself, yo, he really looked that old? And I guess you know why, and maybe forgive me. Because Eli Manning doesn't look that old. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Even when he was on the sidelines, looking with his helmet off, looking weird, he didn't look old. He just looked weird. Matt Ryan looks elderly. He looked like he came out of retirement, tried it for a night. It was a failure, and everybody was like, you know what? It's time to hang it up again.
He said, tried it for a night.
Yeah,
it was that game was terrible. But I did discuss, you know, about not even wanting the part where Judge excerpt he did on, you know, Big Blue View. He was saying that Barkley has an opportunity and everything is in the right direction. That's the language that he used. I discussed briefly. And it just pissed me off about the whole thing. And then Barkley saying, I have a little soreness. No, you don't. No, you don't. Don't have any soreness. Everybody's 100% healthy. God, they already just ratted on y'all and say that y'all 100%. So y'all 100%. Stop the bullshit CIA crap. Excuse my language. I hope I'm not on speaker. Stop the nonsense CIA stuff. And just tell us that he's playing. Okay? Just tell us he's playing. We know he's playing. We have no excuse for him not to be playing. I discussed that briefly because the whole situation, just irritates me. This kid's career needs to take off, and it needs to take off now. You know, it really does. It needs to take off now based off of what you did just say, you know, because it was what it was supposed to be. And it's time for them to get to that. They need to get to that. And I'm afraid that trading and the vitriol that comes from it is that I don't believe in my heart of hearts that it will. Not because of him, but because of the design and because of this brick wall thinking that it has to look a certain way because of Ezekiel Elliott. And it's two completely different daggone dudes. And that philosophy has been killing him and Barkley. So I did discuss that.
Okay. I don't want to touch on that topic.
I know, right? It's exactly. That's why I did too. That's why I got to the door shortly after. Y'all missed that, but I did it because it's all
the proof and the pudding. You know what I mean? Enough talking. We can all just say so much, but the proof is in the pudding. Like those critics that was critiquing back then and all that quarterback, you had to go quarterback shit. They still have their argument, which is baffling to me, because when you look at the quarterback and Baker Mayfield not looking like he's it at all, and you look at Rosen, and he's fucking hanging on or clinging on to practice squad roster spots and shit, and Sam Darnold just got replaced by the guy they already done got rid of, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, these quarterbacks that they were going up against Barkley, they have no argument. Besides Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. And for the Lamar Jacksons, everybody was like, no, you got to take him in the second round or late first round, trade up for him. Nobody was saying take him at number two. Not even me. You know what I mean? So the Josh Allen guys, they loved him, but they weren't saying take him over Barkley. You know what I mean? So their arguments, those guys, they don't, you know what I mean, they don't really count because they ain't really got no argument. It's the ones that missed out with the Rosens and the Donalds and all that, and they still want to sit there and say, well, we still made the wrong decisions, and prey on, oh, this is why you don't make that decision. See, you got hurt again. Like, you know what? Like I always said when I said back then, and I'm going to say it again, yeah, I mean, just to refresh people's memory, y'all just sit back and watch and enjoy. Anyway, I do want to get on the hot seat. I do want to let y'all know what y'all did last week. And then I do have something that I do want to talk about. And then y'all can have it from there. That's only things that I had on agenda. But as far as last week, week 10.
Really quick, while you're looking at that, Shakes, do we have an injury report update coming into today? Because today is an important day for injury reports. So do we have anything latest? Anybody got the latest on anything or what?
I'm sure we probably do. And let me try to get through this, and then I'll check for you. But
you,
as far as week 10, no problem. Week 10 is concerned, in the prediction pool, I went 8-5. Not too shabby for me. LRP also went 8-5. Wait. I didn't count the Ram and San Francisco. Yep, I had to look at it.
What
like,
do you mean you ain't count?
I didn't do Monday night's game. San Fran won. So a lot of y'all got the losses. The only one that got the win on that one was Chill Will. chose San Fran or not. All right, well, anyway.
San Fran,
so,
after they won.
Right. All right, so let me rephrase this, okay? Add in the losses, my bad, because I didn't add the Monday Nighters. I went 8-6, okay? Not too shabby. So did LRP, 8-6. Black Freezy went 9-5. All right. And I believe that is tied for King of the Week this week. So shout out to Black Freezy, 9-5. J-Rock went 7-7. Going even. So did E, the Chosen One from the Bronx, 7-7. The Media Man Trey went 8-6. Nacho in the Box with Cheese went 9-5. Easy went 8-6. Chill Will, even though he got that last one right, he still was the jackass of the goddamn week at 6-8. 6-8. And last but not least, we got Dan C and Charlie in Maine. They both went 7-7. So that is last week.
I tell y'all, I almost lost my whole vocal pitch. I just need y'all to know that after that.
Yeah,
I gotta check this. All right.
Also,
so,
got the AZ with us, actually. And, you know, he stays, you know, depending on what his situation is, but he is with us. Welcome, sir.
No doubt. All right, and as for me getting and stepping onto this hot seat real quick, of course, everybody, I believe, took New England besides Charlie. Charlie is always trying to go for upsets there. He was right on last week, I believe, on Thursday night upset, but not this time, buddy. All right, New Orleans at Philly. I'm taking New Orleans here. Y'all already know I say it every week. New Orleans got a special place in my heart. Plus, I hate fucking Philly. All right. Miami at Jets. Kind of a tough one for me because they both kind of suck. But I'm going to take my son here, man. Let's go too. Washington at Carolina. I'm going to take Carolina here. I believe Cam Newton is playing. And if Cam Newton playing, yeah, bruh. Let's go. He going to tell them boys up. Indy at Buffalo. I'm taking Buffalo here. No more explanation of that. Detroit at Cleveland. I'm going to take Cleveland here. Detroit just sucks. San Fran at Jacksonville. I'm going to take San Fran. Again, just because Jacksonville sucks. Houston at Tennessee. I'm going to take Tennessee here. Because I am a believer in Tennessee, and Houston sucks. Green Bay at Minnesota. I said it before, and I say it again. Minnesota is going to win this one. I'm taking Minnesota. Baltimore at Chicago. I'm taking Baltimore here. We need the draft pick to be a little higher. And I already talked to them. They said they got me. All right. Cincinnati at Vegas. This was a tough one for me because I was stuck for a second just trying to think about this one. But you know what? I'm going to take the home team here one. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to Las Vegas. Arizona at Seattle. I said it before, and I'll say it again. Seattle is going to take this one, whether Kyler Murray plays or he doesn't. Dallas at Kansas City. I'm taking Kansas City here. Dallas is going to get smacked back down to earth. Y'all ain't all that, player. And y'all was talking all that shit last week while y'all was beating up on Atlanta. Atlanta ain't shit. But all right, Kansas City going, payback's a bitch. Karma's a motherfucker. Pittsburgh at Chargers. I'm taking the Chargers here. That's right, y'all already know my closet, well, not so closet team there, taking my adopted son. And last but not least, Giants at Tampa Bay. I'm taking the G, man. I said this shit about 2-3 weeks ago, and I'm staying on it. I said what I said 10 toes down. All right? Now I'm off the hot seat.
All right. And while you was doing that, OG, brother OG Steve has joined us. What up, brother? Peace, God.
Peace. What's up, everybody? Happy Friday, everybody. What's going on?
Peace, God.
What it do, brother?
Shit, chilling, baby. You know?
All ready.
What you call it? It's homework.
All right, so...
You want to get on that hot seat, OG? You want to get over there? Get him right up in there, like, yo, boom. I'm glad you're here. Hot seat. Live bullet.
Voila. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I do have a topic that I do want to speak on that I did think about. I'm not sure if y'all want to get on the hot seat right now. Or y'all can wait till later, and then we can chop it up about this. Or y'all want to get on the hot seat, and then we can chop it up about that.
We could do the picture.
We can chop it up on your story.
Yeah, we'll get to, you know, your story, and what you want to talk about. And then after that, we'll get somebody and do the picture throughout.
Sounds good to me. So this is what I was thinking about, fellas. Now, y'all know me. I like to look forward, and I like to try to predict things and all that good shit, right? So I thought about it, and I say, out of the last 8 games, if we can win 6 of them and end up 9-8, I do believe that we could earn a playoff berth. 6 out of the last 8. Now I looked at the schedule. I didn't just say it like out of the realm. Like I'm like, all right, well, I thought about it, but then I'm like, all right, well, let me look at the schedule and see if we can pull off 6. It's very doable. It's very doable. And I would like to go over that with y'all, if I may.
Hey, it's Friday. I'm down for some entertainment.
First of all, let me say, peace to OG. Shakes, can I just tell you something? I don't know if it runs in your blood. We call it orating, right? Great orating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if orating runs in your bloodline, but just tell your mom, my auntie, that I love her. You had me when you said it's doable. I'm all the way in.
My man.
Tell me when you said it's doable.
I know it would be worth.
I'm involved. I can't quit on my team. I be fronting.
You feel me? We can't.
I be fronting, and I'm gonna miss that to my fans.
And keep the.
I be fronting. He be fronting. Every week, I'm ready to kill. I be fronting. LRP, I be lying when I be like, we ain't no good. OG, I know stuff. I be lying. I'm sorry. I'm a liar. We going to the playoffs. That's it. I'm keeping it
playoffs.
Pop some champagne. We going to the playoffs.
Now listen.
To quote one.
That's it.
To quote one of our.
That's it. LRP. Until we are mathematically murdered.
That's right.
I don't want to hear nothing.
Now let me go over it. Right. Let me go over it with y'all. This is where I came to, right? Pause, right? But just indulge me, right? Now, like I said, we are going to win this game against Tampa, okay? We're going to win this game, all right? right? So that's one right there. That's one. The next game is Philly at home. I believe we can beat Philly at home. We can take that one. We can do that. That's two. Next up is Miami. Yo, come on. I know their defense is hard and tough. But Miami, come on, man. We can win that game, too. Three. All right? Now, the Chargers, we ain't winning that one. All right? So that's 3-1, okay? Now, Dallas is next up. We owe them, motherfuckers. All right? We owe them. That disaster, that debacle that we went through with that first game? Oh, no, we owe them. That's four. Now, Philly is next, okay? I think they're going to want the payback. They probably will take the payback. All right? They win that game. Okay, we split with Philly. But after that, we got Chicago, which we need to win that for our draft purposes, too. We need to win that game. That's five. And last but not least is Washington. And if y'all tell me we don't owe Washington a fucking dub, we owe Washington. We need that game. That's six, okay? Six out of the last eight. We go to the playoffs. I don't want to hear it. That's what I'm telling y'all. Prediction. Chalk it.
We can't do it without sweeping the Eagles, man. We have to sweep the Eagles. I hate to be the one to break it to you, but we have to sweep them. I mean, honestly, I got us going 7-8. But we
7 out of the last 8? Oh, shit, man. Shit, man.
Put your balls in there.
We definitely in with 10. I believe we're going to win 6 out of the last 8. But if you say 7, that's cool. I ain't arguing with you. But 6 out of the last 8 for sure, at least, we in there.
You got to sweep somebody in the division to get there. And I believe it's going to be the Eagles. Because you can't sweep nobody else too late.
I'm going to quote LT from the movie Waterboy. Don't smoke crack.
Guess what? It's Friday.
Drugs are bad. Don't do drugs.
And when I'm smoking, ain't no crack. But to have you on that Fat Joe straight up lean back, baby.
Look, bro. It's doable, man. That's doable. It is doable.
They pulled our LRP in.
No. Yeah, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. Join us. Join us, Dancy. Join us.
Can't do it, man. I'm behind the velvet rope. I'm just going to chill out here outside.
Dancy.
Smoke a cigarette.
Sick.
Wait for y'all to come back out.
Yeah, it might be fun. Hey, let's just snag the start this one, too. Why not?
LB
is drinking. See, he's drinking. Sip,
I'm designated Dan, bro. I'm designated Dan.
I definitely am, but it's not that. All I'm saying is, why not?
LRP, can I talk to my brother? Can I talk to my brother Dan for a second? Can y'all just give me the floor for 1 minute? Y'all can count on that one. Can I talk to brother Dan? Brother Dan, listen to me.
Yeah.
You a man, you a betting man, right?
Yeah.
You a betting man, that's
it. Yep, unfortunately.
Sometimes when you place the wager, you don't really know if you're going to win or not. It's just best guess and educated guess and the feeling that you have when you place a bet. Now, I don't know where that feeling comes from because I don't really place that many wagers. But I know deep down inside, you believe, Dan. I can hear it in your voice. When you come on these airwaves, You don't sound like a non-unbelieving person, brother. You sound like deep down inside of that place that's covered in poker chips and playing cards, that there is a blue essence that's buried in you, Dan. I can see it. I can feel it.
There is. I'm not the
Then come
brain,
on then, Dan. Come on,
okay.
Brother. Then walk on over to the blue carpet and,
you know,
and take your shoes off. Come on, man. Have a seat,
bro.
With us.
No. They've done this to me too many times, bro.
But no.
I want a lot of things to change. And winning and getting in the playoffs doesn't change anything, bro.
Do you believe forgiveness? I'll give you this.
I think we have the talent, especially with everybody healthy. I think we have the talent to make some noise, but I don't think we have the philosophy and the play callers to do it.
You know what?
Yeah.
But I could feel it. I don't know what it is, but I'm feeling something in my spirit blue from you. I'm sensing a blueness from you, Dan.
DG ain't going nowhere. That means Joe Judge is our coach for a while. I don't really want all that, man. I want everything new.
You heard me.
I want a new QB. I want a new coach.
Come on in, GM. Come on in. You heard me. Unpack with me, brother. You heard me. And I can hear it in your voice. You heard me. And I'm hurting with you.
But together, Dan, we stand.
One more time. Together, Dan, we stand.
You know the last time Tom Brady lost three in a row? It was 2002. Bro, I was in high school trying to get laid.
Those are the wrong stats, Dan. You're a married man with wonderful kids that wear the Giants jerseys and
right,
colors.
A lot of shit has changed in between that time.
For real.
2010. I will say this game, I do believe 50.
Can't be bringing
I do
up
believe
those
it's 50, 50.
Ugly words.
I do believe it's 50-50, man. This week, 50-50. I'll give it to you because the Bucks don't look like the Bucks, and it looks like Belichick is Belichick, and I'm not sure Brady is Brady without Belichick. Okay, I don't know if that's true. Last year could have been lightning in a bottle. He joined a perfect situation, but he's the GOAT. But I don't know how
Brady is not Brady without a super defense. That's it. I can't say Belichick or just a good ass defense.
Yeah,
but clearly he needs a good ass defense.
I'm with
you.
But what
quarterback don't really need a good ass defense? I mean, that's your Patrick Mahomes, you know. That's, you know.
True.
Even he can be stymied.
But I'm just saying,
a good defense. That's what we can bank on, man. Honestly,
so Dan,
is our defense.
Dan, one more time. This is it right here. I'm going to say in closing. Do you love me, Dan? Do you love your brother?
I do.
Then that's your answer for loving the Giants. Let us move forward, gentlemen. Next question.
Yeah, man. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, I'm being obviously Dan. I can't even argue with anything you say. But at the end of the day, the positive thing is we have a defense. So as long as we have a defense, we have a chance. You know, we just need a little bit more out of the offense. We just need the offense not to lose the game for us, really. And, you know, so we need a little bit something, but we don't need a whole lot. So, I feel pretty good about the defense, man. And, you know, that's what I'm banking on. But
I feel 50-50 on this game this week. But when Shakes is rattling off and beating the Eagles – and really beating the Cowboys, dude. The Cowboys are the number one scoring team in the league. Most yards, most points. We can't keep up with that.
We can't keep up with that.
Dan, yeah, don't do that. Don't do that, Dan. You're crossing them over again. Don't do that, Dan.
Hey.
Look, one game at a time, though. Listen, he said 50-50. I'm going to take that.
Right, because we don't know what type of injuries, what may happen in life. We don't know what's going on, what type of injuries, what may happen in life, what type of injuries. I said that three times.
What could change for the better with one game that would make you feel optimistic? I don't even know the game after this game. But what would make you feel Like, what could, you know, what do we need to do in this game to make you feel optimistic that we can win the match?
Over 30 points and win by double digits. So, like a 32-21.
So the defense can't have a bad game this game. And if the offense, even the offense can go crazy, but the defense can't have a let up, or we can't win the next one, is what you're saying.
Right.
Can't change or not.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of unfair because, you know, I mean, unless the defense completely shits the bed, you know, I mean, they could have a step back, you know, but especially if the offense is going off and they're really getting their groove. What's that?
It's the part where you jump in, Shane.
Like 21 or 24 points is three touchdowns, you know. I'm okay with that, but we got to score 30 for me to believe. I got to see it, man. I got to see 35 points.
Okay, well, that's not asking too much. I don't think that's asking too much. And I'm right with you, to be honest with you. So I think, yeah, we need to score about 35 points to start showing people we real. And that's, you know, that's going to come from a balanced attack. It's going to come from, you know, clearly Saquon has to step up because he's going to be getting a lot of snaps. You know, I mean, it's not like I'm trying to call him out, but I am. So we need Saquon Barkley to come
down. Go ahead, OG. I'm with you. Listen, I'm going to go on record now, and I'm going to get out the way of you guys. I'm calling everybody out. $72 million, second round draft pick. I'm calling all y'all out. Daniel Jones is first. You want to show me you deserve to say what I need to say back to OG on a Monday? You make me shut him up. You want to win? You supposed to be in the blue? Show me you belong in the blue, as you have been in my mind, but shut them up. If not, you can go. That's that. Saquon, we know what's up. Josh Rosen, thank you for last night and showing us you need to retire right next to Matt Ryan. Live next door to him for the rest of your life. Andrew Thomas, you get a pass because you was hurt. We can't come at you, and you was playing on a Pro Bowl type level before you got hurt. So I can't come at you.
Pro Bowl?
Yeah, I said it.
Tom Brady is on record saying he only looks forward to beating one team in the NFL, and that's us. And he's got Gronk coming back, and we ripped the Super Bowl out of their hands. I mean, he's coming for our throat.
Two of them. We ripped two of them out of his hands. Although he is the greatest of all time, you ain't the greatest of all time against us. Yeah.
Now, in order for them to beat, if they beat the Bucks at full strength, regarding those are insurmountable odds that you just named real quick, but those are insurmountable odds that you just named, Dan C. And I place my faith in what Shakes was saying on that fact that this team is fully healthy. They just came off a bye. Whatever shit that they needed to work out and get together, they got together, and you'll see it against the Bucks where it's needed and where they can actually put their flag down. Because right now they're just waving it. But if they beat this team, they put their flag down, and then I would be on board with them having an opportunity to make the playoffs. And that's what I base that.
Okay, so you're on board with stipulation.
That optimism,
I got it.
But
they
got to be healthy, bro.
I get it.
And y'all right, man. It's time for the chickens to come home to roost for this man's career. And Gary,
so let me ask you guys a question.
And make sure that it happens because it's not Ezekiel Elliott.
Amen.
When he comes back, do what the fuck you need to do with him and Tony and Galladay and show us that you know how to handle what these people are giving you. Because I'll tell you now, Kellen Moore got defensive linemen in the backfield. Kellen Moore got offensive linemen, two of them, acting as fullbacks.
So I have a great
Kellen
question.
Kellen Moore is doing what he needs to do with his offense. You are not. So it's very incumbent that they do that.
That leads me to the segue, LRP, of right now. That was a great segue to lead into this question for everybody on the panel. Whose fault is it unless we watch a tremendously played defensive game from Tampa Bay, right? Whose actual fault is it if we don't score? Now, everybody has a different benchmark. 30 means you put some points on the board. That's just generally speaking. That's just obvious. But LRP, I'm going to start with you, then Dan C, then OG, then Montana Manai. What is the amount of points that you want to see in this game coming out of the break that you would be happy with? Like, you'll say, you know what? Okay. I'm okay with that. Strictly 32. Points, strictly offense.
32.
Okay. 32 from you. Dan C? Strictly offense coming out of this break. Healthy weapons outside of Shep. Is Shep? I heard Shep might not be playing, but I'll get it to that.
I think that's the pun intended magic number. 32.
32? That was pretty cool that you did that. My favorite player, by the way, in the whole world. But, OG, what number is satisfactory, you know, bro?
Well, you know, not to be different, but just to be me, I'm just going to say just one more point than that, man. I don't care. One more point than them, you know, it's all I'm hoping for. And I mean, honestly, I really won't hold any, I won't hold anything else against them. Just need to learn, you know, how to keep continuing to win to me. So I don't care about the points as long as it's one more point than them. I don't give a shit. I mean, it's not like they ain't got a defense. They're pretty solid defense. So I'm not going to put a number on it just to have one, man, because, you know, as long as we compete and end up with one more point than them, that's cool, bro. Straight up. I mean, we save the points for a lesser
defense. Spoken like a true defensive-minded man. Spoken like a truly defensive-minded man. Because if a person is defensive-minded, it only takes one point to win. I got you. Montana Manai.
Six dropped off, bro. Now it's time to find the right opening to tell you. But there wasn't one.
Gotcha. So for me, 28 points is a start. 28 points is a start. That means we had to at least score 3 touchdowns, 3-2 field goals, or even 4 touchdowns, right? So 28 is the start. 28, you know what? All right, now, we scored 4 touchdowns. Okay, 28. We haven't reached that number in victory in consecutive weeks and God knows how long.
Hell yeah. 28. Actual 32 is completely outrageous and insane, and I ain't going to get it. Because this dude don't do that. His offense don't accumulate.
And that's why 28
points like
is
that.
My mark. Right. Because I'm still thinking about who we deal with. So
but you asked the
mark.
Question. Let's not lose sight of the question, though. We can score, you know, whatever. But the question was, what will make me feel better?
That's a fact.
And that's exactly what I'm going to need to see to make me feel better. Now, to be satisfied until the next week, you know, then sure, we can do the one hitters every week. It's a week-to-week league. But I'm looking for something that actually shows me that this dude, you know what I mean, can at least work it out until the end of the year. Because he's stagnant as hell, and he's holding motherfucking careers
back. I agree with you, LRP. I agree. 28. And then I start asking for other things. All right,
yeah, I don't want anybody crying about the line or Saquon either, man. It's going to be whatever it is. You better do it. He better do as good as Booker, man. I'm serious, bro. Better do as good as Booker, bro. Because, I mean, it seems like everybody else come in here one or two games and they seem to be able to do something. You know, every time he gets in here, it's the line problem. So, we're going to see.
I'm good.
Not
you
a
know
line
what?
Problem. It's a usage problem. It's a usage problem. It's a utilization problem. It is you trying to cut steak with a butter knife because you got the wrong utensil for the wrong event or evolution.
Well, you're saying he can't get the ugly yards? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying?
He can.
We got to have a running back. That we got to have a first-round running back who can't get no ugly yards. So we just need to, you know, bounce on the side. No, that's how we, that's, we're just supposed to just abandon
the whole
ugly
yards. He can when it's not telegraphed. What I'm saying is when these ugly yards are needed to be got, they come at a time that it is strategically unreasonable to think that they would do anything other than the latter. And then they fail because they can't hold up. I mean, you saw it yourself.
How pretty was our last win?
You can't go nowhere if you're getting hit right when you hit the ball.
How
I hate
was
the
our
fact,
win?
Right, LRP?
Look, every yard is
that he comes
yard,
back
man.
Versus Tampa Bay, of all the teams in the world, for a measuring stick. If he would have came back versus the Raiders, I could get him.
Oh,
but he's going to come
back.
That's
a
storyline
right
stick
there.
Is going to be different.
That's a storyline right see? There.
Mm.
OG,
mm-hmm.
did you hear that? You disagree with that, bro? He went down with at that Tampa Bay game.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it's a heck of a story, but it ain't excuse because it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, especially with the injuries they got. I don't give a damn who if we playing the 86 Bears, man. Shit, fuck that.
Let me ask a question. What if him and Booker can't run? Then what?
Huh?
What if him and Booker can't run? Then what?
Well, here's the thing. I know Booker is not going to get enough touches to even for him to be effective enough because, you know, it's going to be only sporadic enough. I mean, so, if you Booker staying for a series, like I keep saying, if you should let him each run the ball until he can't get no more first downs, I like to see who had more first downs. So, you know, the thing is this. I hope they both do well, man. You know, I really do. I want Saquon to be the person, you know, that we all hope to be when we draft him, but I just can't keep making excuses, though. I can't do that.
He needs to be, bro. I mean, I'm kind of done with it. And I was saying that to myself earlier. I'm done with it. I need to see it. I need to see this thing come to fruition regardless. Got to work it out. The dude, they're not trying to make any changes at their offensive coordinator position. So you got to work it out. You're too young. You can't be. You're not like what's my man, Earl Campbell, when he went to the Saints. He was in this latter stage of his career when they messed him up with the ill-advised scheme that they had him in. But he's too young. You got to adapt.
I know. He found the right scheme for Booker, but he can't find the right one for Saquon. I mean, no, Saquon just got to get it done. I don't give a fuck. Get it done. Because this shit has to be, we have to put it to bed one way or the other. Either he's that guy or he's not.
But and you see it in other players, though. You see it in, you know, you see it in Ingram. You know, I think the only person that's really, like, fit based off of what he's been doing is Shep. And then Shep's problem is injury. But I think Shep fits this offense. If you were doing, like, the little chemistry shit on Madden or whatever, you need a certain amount of players, not the one they got now, but go back in the day when they did the shit right, and your shit was at, like, 54%, but if you went with these motherfuckers this way, you would bump up to like 79% chemistry. Shep is the one that's eating in that scenario. The only one.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else can't get no food based off of how this dude is running. Nobody. Rudolph. So that's the indictment of him, man. And the fact that they keep doing that shit is irritating.
No, players make plays, though. Shep came in and made plays. Tony came in and made plays. Players make plays. Get the motherfucker when the ball's in your hands. I don't give a fuck. Make a fucking play.
But see, it goes to show you the type of
positions that they're in to make those plays, you put the other guys in other situations and get them fucked up. Like, man, why can't he get that play? Why can't that guy get that play?
How is it that Kadarius Toney breakout game has not even nowhere near been duplicated? Nowhere near. The man has not had 30 yards since that game.
Well, he
had a whole body put it together. They had a whole body, and there's no excuses. They need to come out and they need the ball. I agree with OG Steve, and we pretty, and I, you know, the players got to make plays, and you're right, man.
Shep is not playing, right? Is he playing? Because I know I was waiting for that injury report. If anybody could pull that up, I really.
I don't think Saquon's playing. So you got to get it done.
And Thomas, right? Andrew Thomas is playing, right?
He's dressing, but he might not start. He might be only come in if they actually need him. So we'll see. But, it's not ruled out that he won't. But they're saying he's definitely going to dress, but they don't know if they're just going to put him in right away. We'll see.
We need that shit right away.
No, we need Saquon right away is what we need. We need Saquon right away.
Andrew Thomas doesn't help.
We can rest another week if need be. We need Saquon, and we need him in the worst way. We need him to be Saquon.
I'm not giving nobody no passes. But all I'm saying is this is the Tampa Bay defense, front seven. That's all I'm going to say.
They ain't been doing shit, and I don't give a fuck. They the NFL, man. Like I said, they the 86 Bears. They got to get that, man.
I look at it like this, right, OG? Check it out. If Devin Booker is having a successful running game, I'm just, indulge me on this. If Devin Booker is having a successful running game, I think this is the part where you use Saquon Barkley for the dynamic player that he is.
Got that.
In receiving or whatever you got to do to get him the ball to make plays. That's how you do it. I don't care.
I don't care. As long as the ball's in his hands, I'm going to be looking at Saquon.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't care if – think about it. That game he had against New Orleans, he didn't have a dynamic rushing game, but he had a dynamic overall game. And that's what
I don't care if he takes a direct fucking snap. I really don't. Just make a play. Make a play, Mike.
They're going to be there to be had, and we shall see, because all this is going to be over. All this talking is going to be over on Monday. We're going to see it live and
so,
direct.
I got the injury report from Giants' actual website. So, yeah, accurate and up to date. But it says here, Lorenzo Carter got an illness in an ankle, did not practice Thursday or Friday. Nate Ebner with a knee didn't practice Thursday or Friday. Sterling Shepard with a quad did not practice Thursday or Friday. Caden Smith with a knee did not practice Thursday. Limited practice Friday. Saquon ankle limited practice Thursday. Limited practice Friday. And the rest are limited practice, which is Devontae Booker, Cullen Gillespie, and Logan Ryan is in the COVID protocol. Did not practice Friday. Left tackle Andrew Thomas has been activated off of IR. He could be activated come game time. He did return to practice this week.
There it is.
And for the Bucks.
Shepard is out, right?
I'm assuming he is. Yeah, he didn't practice at all.
Yeah. Galladay, Tony, Slayton.
Yeah, Slayton ain't on there. We also got Nacho back with us.
In the box. What's going on, bro?
What's the cheese? What it do, brother, brother? Peace, God.
Getting this audio right.
No doubt, no doubt. But yeah, so I mean, shit, you got the Manning cast. I might watch. I might do it like I did last time though, and watch the regular one. You know what I mean? I ain't with the jokes when it comes to watching my theme. You know what I mean? I don't know if y'all did that. I do love those Manning casts, but when the Giants was playing a couple weeks ago, I did not tune in. I watched the regular shit and listened to the regular dudes. It's like watching, nothing could be worse than Troy Aikman, but that dude was just all the way bad with the red eyes and shit. Have another drink. Always be professional. But
now, Troy, you know that's not what we're talking about. We talking about that drinking and drugs shit before. We left your long-stick ass off there.
Speaking of motherfucking Eddie Kane, Antonio Brown with the fake-ass footstep card, he did not practice Thursday or Friday. He's out.
Yeah, he wasn't going to be playing anyway. That leg is way worse than they want to talk about. He wasn't going to play.
Yeah, he got problems too. I was like, that dude just had the top. All the, you know, we ain't top nothing for real as far as what the major hit over the head was today. But anyway, Vita Vea is not going to play, I don't think. Godwin is questionable. I need Godwin to play. I believe he is based off of fantasy. So, but and Rob Gronkowski is back for practice. Yeah, Paul, full practice Thursday, limited on Friday. I don't think he's playing based off of what I read about him. He's still nursing the hand, the shoulder. I don't know why they got Tom Brady on here, but they put resting player. The king is resting. So everybody entertained him for that day. But... And that's it. And was it McClendon and Nunez Roche? I don't know who that is, but those are DT. And that's the Bucks injury report. So that's that. But I'm looking forward to the Bills and Bill's Colts game.
Shit.
That would be the game I want to see this weekend. And I want to see this Ohio State, Michigan State game.
My fantasy is crazy this week, man. Crazy as shit. I done fucked around. Oh, man.
Got some people out. IR, questionable, doubtful, or out. COVID. I had some COVID hits, and I got some injury hits. But hopefully I'll be all right. I like the lineup this week. So pretty good going into all of these matches, but we'll see. My friend still got to do it. I was telling myself earlier, Mac Jones could have got me 37 last night instead of 28. I would have been straight. I was like, come on, Mac Jones.
Hunter Henry let me the fuck down last night. I fucking played him up.
I wanted to shoot him in his face, man.
And my fucking clock.
I wanted to shoot him in his face, man.
As soon as he dropped that first fucking pass, I knew it was going to be a fucked up night. Because I said, ain't even
going to
forever. It's forever.
Shot through the heart, bro.
He's touchdown or bust, that guy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but don't do that when I pick your punk ass.
3 points.
I don't even want to tell you who I moved out of my flex for him, but it's just like, honestly, I have 4 points, but I mean, I understand. I don't want to talk about it, man. I'm
is it depressing, OG? Who was it?
Yeah, it really is bad, yo. When I told you how I took out for him, like, you put it this way, because he's in that Buffalo game, the player I took out for him, he's in the Buffalo Coast game, and he's a receiver. That's all I'm going to fucking say. Yeah. And I took him out for him, because I just had this for this sport. I felt like
you
had to get at least 20.
You had not?
No, I figured he would give me at least fucking 20 points, man. You know? And the motherfucker, I benched fucking Pittman. I benched Pittman, you know?
Deodorant.
I benched Pittman against Buffalo, man. You know, and I put Henry in my flex. I'm still going to win this game, man.
You were itching for some action.
At least that's what I'm
talking
about.
You were itching for some action.
Well, I just had a fucking feeling, man. You know what I'm saying? I just had this fucking feeling. All I needed that bastard to do was score 20 fucking points, and I would have felt good about it, you know? But he couldn't even fucking do it. I just got this feeling like Pittman ain't going to do shit against Buffalo. So, you know, what would you do? You know, given what Michael Pittman's been doing the last game and then going into Buffalo, it just don't look good. He's only projected to score 13 anyway.
Hunter Henry though, he ain't been able to. See, I wasn't surprised. I was mad at the three. He usually get
the
like
game
11.
Didn't play out right.
I was hoping at least like 9 or between 9 and 11, I would have been straight.
Shit.
But 3 points.
I needed 15 at minimum. I
wasn't
he was
expecting
up at least 15,
20 though.
Bro. It was a fucking blowout, man. If it wouldn't have been a blowout, it would have been he'd have scored 15 points.
Hunter Henry.
So
I haven't seen Hunter Henry score that much for me all
season. So who's the rest of my lineup? I got Allen. I got Mike. First, right now, I got Mike Williams in there. I had Cooper, and this motherfucker came up with damn COVID, so I was able to pick up Gallup late. Thank God. And I got Najee. Now I'm trying to fit, and I got bum-ass Devontae Freeman, you know, because he's the only other starting quarterback I could get. I got Kittle, or instead of playing, Freeman, I could take a chance on Pollard, you know, in that Kansas City game, you know, I could try De'Ernest Johnson, which he's in a good matchup. But Chubb is back. But they keep saying they're gonna give him his touches, like, because Hunt is out. First of all, he's playing Hunt's position right now, De'Ernest Johnson.
Exactly.
And he's playing fucking Detroit.
What? The thing is, like, I don't know how your league's formatted, but I only play my tight end in the tight end position. I don't ever flex them. No, I don't even. I only carry one at a time on my money league because, like, tight ends are hard to come by. But
I'm playing Kittle, too, so.
Right.
What I'm saying
tight end,
is,
that's why, like,
instead of Freeman, I will play Pollard. My bad, Dan.
I flex with it.
Hold on. What are you saying, LRP?
I will play Pollard instead of Freeman.
You would say you're going to take Pollard over De'Ernest Johnson against Detroit?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hold on. Let me make sure.
There ain't
going to
be no
up,
running game.
To this conversation. Help me out, fellas.
Yeah.
So who is Pollard playing?
I'm almost there. I'm being selfish. I'm almost there. I need to get some answers from these fellas. I need some real fans. Hold on. I'm almost done. I mean, LRP, I really need you to think what you're saying right now, bro, because honestly, I really think, first of all, De'Ernest Johnson is basically taking Kareem Hunt's place right now, okay? Understand that. Chubb is just coming back. He ain't even practiced, but maybe one day this week. And they're playing Detroit.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
But
Cooper is
saying,
playing Kansas City. That's probably going to, Powell's playing Kansas City. That's probably going to be more of a shootout. You know, Zeke's going to get the Lions share of those touches, I think.
Hall of Fame is going pretty high, hasn't he?
No. I mean, he's been, you know, 10 points, 9, 10 points. He last week he had 15, but that was Atlanta, and they played out just right. So you like him better than the Ernest Johnson? Probably.
You got PPR or what? PPR or half point or just straight up?
I don't.
What's your league format?
I don't even really know, man. I swear to God, I don't know, bro. I really have no idea what the fuck kind of league I'm in.
We need to know this.
All I do is play my players. I know, man. I'm ignorant like that, bro. I just play my players, man. This is my second year, but I got one chip, though. I got a chip with this. Well, dude, got some hardware
in the, in the little search engines that I have, like when I could compare two players, they all say Alex Collins. But I agree with your philosophy, though, with what you're saying.
Who's
you.
Mine?
Yeah, your situation is Alex Collins or D'Ernest. I agree with you with the way you're thinking, totally. But when I put it in my little search engines that I have subscriptions to for, like, comparing two fantasy players against each other, they're both, either way, PPR or standard, they're saying
Collins. Oh, hold on.
Collins.
I can compare D'Ernest with Pollard.
Oh, Pollard. I thought you were saying Alex Collins.
No, Pollard. What do you think?
No,
it's in Paula for the Cowboys.
My bad. I'm misunderstanding you. To me, then, it's D'Ernest, but I'll put it in. I'll get back to you. But one pro tip, I mean, I'm no pro. I'm just saying a pro tip is on Thursday night, try not to use your flex spot because as injuries come down the pike on Sunday, your flex spot is open to a multitude of positions. So if you're playing a running back and you have a running back in your flex spot and they're in a Thursday night game, move them to your running back spot so they're locked in at running back. That way, on Sunday when injuries happen and you got to make moves, you could throw three different players into that flex. You already locked your flex.
The only reason I made the mistake is because they played last night too, so I had to, you know, I had to make the decision, you know.
So I can't argue. I can't argue with having the feeling. Like they said, I like to gamble. It's like we're at the craps table or the roulette, bro. And you felt black. I'm not mad at you. It didn't come up.
Yeah.
I want
you
to.
Yeah,
speak
you know
up
what?
When
I said it's 50-50. I'm gonna lose. If I'm gonna lose, I'm at least gonna follow my gut. You know, because nothing worse than you have a feeling. You look up in the morning, motherfucker, and score 27 points, 28 points. He's like, Mac, the fuck. So I eat that shit. He scored 4.5 points. I'm still gonna whip this fool on playing. So, would you like D'Ernest over Pollard, too? I like D'Ernest over Pollard, man. I just feel
I'm gonna
like
look it up for you.
Yeah, that's fine. That's what I would do.
No, LLP, no, you know, it's not like I'm trying to go against you, brother. I'm just, you know.
Oh, no, of course, yeah. I feel you. I know you got to make it. You're going to do what.
I mean, shit, but I want to do what the right decision is. I just don't feel like it's going to be a whole bunch of money in the Kansas City game. I feel like
the engines I have, which can compare two players against each other, if you have a PPR format, which means if they get a half or a full point per reception, you should throw Pollard. Mm-hmm. If you don't, if it's just straight up, no, they don't get a point for a catch or even a half point, 0 points for a catch.
Point. They get points. Oh,
okay.
So
then
you think
then they're saying Pollard. It's 85-15.
All right. One last selfish question. I'm going to shut the fuck up. Because don't forget, all right, I'm already playing Najee. So if I were to do that, I would be taking – if I were to play Pollard, that means I would have to take Freeman out. Freeman's starting, whether I like it or not. He's the starting quarterback for the Ravens this week, Devontae Freeman. So now you tell me you like Pollard better than the starting running back for – the Ravens this week, which is Devontae Freeman. Oh, you know, yeah, he was at the Giants.
Devontae Freeman?
You know? Yeah. He's starting for the Ravens this week.
Nah. Now they went the same way. That went the same way Pollard versus Johnson went. So now it's you play Freeman is the answer.
Exactly,
according to
they're gonna get a
the algorithm.
Against
you know?
Chicago?
According to the algorithms now, you know, that's not my opinion, but I do use those engines when I'm making decisions, you know, because it takes a bunch of experts' picks across the internet and takes their rankings and tells you who they would start percentage. And they're wrong. You know, everyone's wrong.
Because they play
but
Devontae
that,
Freeman,
that's what
right?
saying. Freeman,
yeah. Because
Freeman's
here's the
winner.
Thing. The Ravens, I believe, are going to get up in Kansas City, I mean, on Chicago, and then they'll just be running Freeman at the goal line all day. Right?
Right. And they're a running team. I mean, they don't have many options thrown to, and
exactly.
they got demolished by the Dolphins, so they're going to come out to prove a point that they're a running team again. Like,
they're
going to run the option and all that.
Yeah, he's got to get more touches than Tomlin. What's that, LLP?
Don't they got a guy ahead of Freeman?
No,
they got that like Tyler
nah.
Johnson or whatever. Or
he got hurt.
Yeah,
the Williams kid.
Oh,
he got hurt.
You know who it is? You know who you're thinking of is Latavius Murray, but I don't think he's back yet.
Nah,
yeah,
he's not back.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm gonna have to roll with Devontae, man. I'm gonna have to roll with his bum ass. Him and Najee.
I put him in my flex. Devontae's in my flex.
Yeah, Najee's going off tomorrow, though. I mean, Sunday. He's playing against the damn Chargers. They're, like, one of the worst damn run D's in the league. So he's gonna go slam him on their ass.
Yeah, I messed
especially
up.
Especially after the
way
they fucked up last week.
I took that guy with my first pick. But I'm gonna go ahead. I'm going to use this time to just say I love you guys. You know, good weekend. Hope you guys enjoy the game. If there's a show Monday, I'll call in before it and, 50-50 about this game. But I'm going to use this time to bounce. All right, man. You guys have a good night. Be safe.
Hey, all right, Dan. All right. Enjoy your weekend.
Dan C. We love you, brother.
Already.
Now,
yeah,
you know,
man.
OG, I'm going to go there with it, right? I'm going to take it.
Yeah, go ahead,
no,
man.
No, you were supposed to listen to your little brother last week.
Man, I fucked up.
All right. You're supposed to listen to me. I told you what was what. All right? And listen. I went with that fool last night, too, man.
But check this out. No. Check me out. E, the dude, I told you I dropped him, right? And then the band I'm playing this week picked him up, right? Well, Dylan's out tomorrow. I mean, he's out this weekend. So I lucked out. The dude talks all kinds of shit. The dude I'm playing picked Dylan right up. And Dylan is
out. Wait. So hold on. So Aaron Jones and A.J. Dylan is out?
All I know is Dylan is out. And shit went across the motherfucking screen. He is not playing this week.
Wow.
I was so fucking relieved, yo. So relieved when I saw that shit. I think something happened. Yeah, he's not playing. I'm looking at this shit right now. I'll tell you what it is. No, he is not playing, bro. Oh man, I got so lucky with that shit, bro. So lucky.
I'm hurting off looking at the fact that Logan Ryan is not playing, man. I'm hurt off that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does.
That would be more. He gets up for games like this, man. He gets up for games like this. Like, I'm hurt that he's not playing, man.
Hold on, man. I thought I saw AJ Dillon not playing, man.
Back there.
Hold on, did you see it too? Isn't AJ Dillon out? Please be out. I thought I saw that shit.
He said, please be out.
Please be, because this motherfucker just put him back in the damn lineup. He said to score 19 fucking points. Oh, no.
Yeah, he is playing. CBS Sports. That's going to be on the field this week.
So
I'm getting this right.
Yeah, you are. The dude I'm playing picked him up right after I fucking dropped him, bro. So he playing Aaron Rodgers. I'm playing against Diggs, Thielen, Dylan, and motherfucking Mark Ingram. And Wallace, man, this motherfucker, golly. I'm going to need the luck.
This shit don't sound too so pathetic.
I need Najee to go
they gotta
fuck off.
Yeah, those people got to perform, though.
Shit, I wasn't expecting Devin White to score 30 goddamn points, bro.
I need Mark Ingram to get hurt early in that Philly game. I need Philly to buck the Saints up.
I couldn't believe it. I said 30 points, and he ain't did shit pretty much for like 6 weeks straight.
Shit, New England scored 28 points in defense last night.
Yeah.
That's what made me so mad. Shakes did that shit against me.
I was glad I didn't play nobody with him. That shit.
Listen, defense scored 28 for him, right? But New England's offense gave me 29. Nick Folk had a day last night. He was kicking out the day all over the place.
Yeah, he did. He almost missed one though. I used to rock with him, but I got tired of looking at him on the motherfucking injury report. I'm like, fuck, I gotta stop fucking around. I got Boswell right now. Boswell's the man.
So,
what's wrong with Gano?
I don't know, but he on the injury report every week, still making field goals.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what's going on.
Nah, ain't nothing wrong with him.
Looks like Nick Folk.
He's starting.
Oh, you mean as far as him missing kicks?
No, they're saying the motherfucker on the injury report.
He always on the injury report with a leg injury. He got like a ankle problem and a foot problem. He always on the injury report. It's always a Q next to Graham Gano.
Man, so what's wrong with Logan Ryan, man?
He got COVID, man.
Yeah, he on the COVID.
Oh, man. What the fuck? Who else is on the motherfucking list?
That's it.
That's it. Just him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's gonna start in the position?
I think that's what I was curious about. I think that would be a good look.
I hope Tom Brady don't play Picker Ninja, because it's on.
Nah, but if he's playing in that role, you know what I'm saying? I think he, you know what I'm saying, he get kind of, because he's good at corner.
Yeah, but he can't be making them business decisions when it comes to Leonard Fournette running.
Yeah, you got to get up.
You're going to have to act like no. Because everybody else going to have their hands full. Dory going to have his hands full with Chris Godwin. Bradbury going to have his hands full with Mike Evans. Linebackers going to have gonna do their best as they can to, you know, contain Gronkowski, Brady, Howard. Everybody going to have to step up defensively. This is going to have to be one of Patrick Graham's great fights. He's going to have to fight in this game because we all know what the real outlining matchup of this game is. It's Todd Bowles versus Jason Garrett. Let's keep it real here. The pressure master. He's the pressure master. We all know how he get down. We all seen the damage that he could do. We all seen him dominate in that Super Bowl. He's a pressure master. Jason Garrett is going to have to put the right lineup on that offensive front to help out against these Wolves. Please stop forgetting about Shaq Barrett and Levante David and Devin White. Please.
For real.
Please.
I'm glad Vita Vea ain't playing.
Jesus, thank you for that. But here we go with Ndamukong Suh.
Yeah, he's been pretty. Yeah, well,
I think he shines when Vita Vea is in the game.
I'm gonna say this one time. Listen,
I didn't really watch him though, so I'm.
I know, but I'm gonna say this to you, LRP. I'm gonna say two names, and I'm not gonna say nothing else. And down against two, Billy Price. There you go. That's it. I don't have to say nothing else.
I'm good with the blam blam.
Right.
Yeah. Fact.
You understand. Sue Price.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
On Monday night. You like 0-7
right
on Monday night? Or any prime time game? I mean, I'm rooting for him, though, man. I'm rooting for him. I don't know.
I just need somebody to help somebody. That's all I'm asking. All I'm asking is for somebody to help somebody. If we got to stay in 12 personnel the whole game just to make somebody help somebody, I get it.
Thanks.
I get it. Yo, JPP is still in. He's still in.
No, I don't think he's playing. I don't.
That's a blessing, too.
Yeah.
Shaq Barrett over there.
On their website, injury report. But, yeah, Shaq Barrett is playing. Devin White's playing. Avante David is playing. I think Winfield is playing.
Yep.
I think they got their back end back healthy.
Is McClendon playing?
No. No.
Okay. Caught a little breakybreak.com with that. But is their whole offensive line healthy, or them dudes are still a little banged up too?
No, I didn't see any offensive other than Antonio Brown and Gronk and Godwin, but I didn't see any linemen.
Oh, man. Can Aziz get around worse?
We're going to find out.
You got to ask. Can he get around worse?
Can Dexter Lawrence get any push? A medium feline.
We gonna have
gonna
to see.
Turn into a B-cat. Medium feline still.
We gonna all answers will be had on Monday, ladies and gentlemen, because the countdown is real.
Absolutely. What else? What's on the college schedule tomorrow? See what kids are watching tomorrow. We pull up the college schedule.
Yeah, I gotta collect a couple of more. I gotta collect a couple of more chilling. Come on, a couple of more chilling.
See what compelling things. I tell you what,
yeah,
I got some kids on Texas A&M. I got some kids on Texas. I got some kids.
Yeah,
on
I got the running back from Texas, the Robinson kid.
Yeah, he's nice. I'm still, Algiers, still my son out in BYU.
BYU, yeah, I was about to say, he doing some things, bro. He doing some things.
Yeah, I like that kid, man. Algiers, he's been pretty consistent for a minute now, and that's what I like about him. I watched him when he was with Zach last year, and he came on still this year without him. But let's see.
My son getting busy over there in UCLA. Charbonnet?
Oh, I haven't checked him out yet.
Yeah, he the running back, yo. He James Conner all the way, bro. He's James Conner all the way. Mm-hmm. I got him and my son is the tight end from over there. Duce?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Michigan
State and Ohio State. Got Iowa State and Oklahoma. I don't know, Oklahoma kind of see if they could bounce back. That dude doing too much quarterback flipping over there. I forgot.
I claimed Caleb Williams if nobody had claimed him. I can't remember. But I remember seeing him on your list, though, like the old names.
Yeah, yeah, I like that kid. But I think he can throw. I like his mechanics.
I think it's the style making me help. Mm-hmm. I like his whole style, fam. Like, yo, his attitude, his swag, his you know what it is too? He a man. Like when you act like a man in a game, like that makes me happy to be like, yo, look at this kid beyond his years with his maturation process. He look like he gonna be a thing for real. Like it's him.
Possible. If you keep it up. Yeah. But I think Desmond Ridley is and you see him, I've been checking him out. They play Cincinnati, play SMU. Got Kenny Pickett with Pitt playing Virginia.
Yeah.
Of course, Liberty, Malik Willis out there. Play
Yo, he looked bad last week, though, man. He looked bad. Malik Willis, they shut him down.
I think that's pretty much it as far as solid tomorrow. I mean, some games might be some sneaky good ones, but I don't think the everything's going to bring out.
My sons is on Michigan, Corum and Haskins. Got a couple of twins over there, a couple of sweaters.
So, watching the Celtics, Lakers, man, they saying that they still giving Lakers the finals props, bro. You believe
nah,
that?
Bro, nobody. Let me tell you something. That is LeBron or without LeBron. They have let that be known. Like, they talk about it every day on every other show, and they say, with LeBron, they have a chance finals-wise. Without LeBron, they are a 7th to 8th seed. And I'm going to go on record and say this to you, LRP, because I never thought that I would ever feel this way in my life. Anthony Davis is not a leader of men yet. I don't know what it is. I'm not going to ask about it. He's not a leader of men yet. He's not that yet.
You know what? I need to cut in on this dance and change the music and ask y'all who y'all like in the fight Saturday. Because I can't wait to see that fight. And I hope y'all going to be watching it.
Phil just came in and bumped the table.
Yeah, straight up and down. Chill just bumped the table. We going to get into that, OG. We got you.
All right, man.
I will make. I promise to make time for that fight for you, brother. LRP, back to what we were saying, right? Anthony Davis is not a leader of men, and I never thought I was going to say that. He done proved it 2 years in a row. I don't want to hear nothing. Nobody can tell me nothing. I watched him play top 5 level basketball, but act like he's a bottom 10 player. You trying to tell me, that, and I need y'all to listen to what I'm about to say, that Giannis Antetokounmpo has more overall around basketball skills than Anthony Davis? Not at all. Not at all. Anthony Davis offensively is...
I think it's the yo. Anthony Davis is brittle, bro. He is brittle.
Yo, and his mind is frail. His mind is frail.
Yo, here's an indictment on him. And this was told me that it reached far and beyond, because I'm glad to work one morning, and I always listen to ESPN radio on the way to work sometimes, get my mind right at the same, and in the mood for music in that early, going to where I'm going. So this one, they said Anthony, they was reporting something, and the dude doing his read, you heard him in the background when he said Anthony Davis hurt something. He was like, damn, what he hurt now? Live. He said this shit live. He's like, damn, what he hurt now? Again? And that's what he said, and that was, it resonated with Anthony Davis in the past few years. And Antetokounmpo, the dude is Greek, eating all kinds of healthy shit and running on concrete up and down hills and shit. I know what Greece look like. You know what I'm saying? He drinking wine and shit.
Yeah, bro. He just, yo, it's, I've never seen a player with top five skills. People have to understand what that means. I'm not going to take the time to break it down, but you have to understand, in the NBA to be a top five player, that means you are the best of the best of the best. You are the best of the best of the best. And you come out and you don't put forth the effort to allow your team to raise up and get where they need to be on certain nights. Now, on certain nights, you come out, you 33-11, 34-18, 36-12. Yo, you got to be that every day when LeBron James is not there, man. That's the reason why he recruited you, brother. He recruited you to be the next best thing when it comes to the L.A. Lakers big men. He put you in position to be in lore, historic lore. And you out there every other night, you limping off the court. Like, yo, he ain't got it, bro. He ain't got it. And it hurts. Maybe he'll get it by next year, maybe 30 is the new 20 or something, but he ain't got it, man. He is soft. And I didn't know he was that soft.
30 is the new 20.
Word. Something got to get it.
Though. That's fact. He's always wrong. If, I mean, like, dude, get your core together. Get your core together. We got the last 6 minutes in the live. Take us out, OG, with this fight talk, man. I'm always in for some boxing. I hope you're talking about boxing, because I ain't into the UFC. I try to catch up with it, but it doesn't stick.
Man, Terrence Crawford is fighting this weekend, man. Come on.
I didn't even know. I've been out the loop.
Sean Porter. I mean, come on, man. It's going to be one of the biggest fights of the year right there.
You're going to get all my conversation on this. First of all, we're going to talk about the ducking. You understand? Porter been ducking Crawford for years. We know this, without a doubt. Crawford's been calling him out for a long time. He's been sitting on analytical sidelines and ringside doing analysis, acting like he ain't understand what was going on. He's been leaning over the ropes talking to him while he was doing analytics. What's up, Sean? Huh? What's up? Talking. Now we here, and I believe Terrence Crawford is going to put something on him, and that's just me.
I mean, ain't no doubt about that in my mind. I just don't hope he, I hope we don't hurt him if he's back.
Nah, he's going to hurt him. I want him to hurt him, too.
Yeah,
I don't like
him. Yeah, I kind of don't like him either, but I don't want him to be that too bad.
Listen, I need it to be what it is so it could be one and done. I don't want Sean Porter coming back talking about, yeah, and we could do this again if you want. No, I want you to realize you should have never came back.
No, nobody don't want to get back in there with Dan Crawford. Stop playing with me. No, nobody want to go back.
What up, Creed?
Right, you should have never came back.
Never came back.
he ain't going to be straight up Clubber Lang. You know, I'm telling you, he don't want that smoke.
I'm telling you now, I want to see it. I need somebody
especially after you get paid enough money. You is not coming back for that second ass woman. I promise you that shit.
Listen, I need him to get stung. I need it to happen. Allergic reaction. I need him convulsing, bugging on the floor.
I wish I could be here to watch the women, man, because I'm damn sure be enjoying the hell out of this one.
I need him to be stuck. I need two lefts and a couple of rights to come where they need to come from to put him where he needs to be at. Somebody gonna get hurt.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope Porter don't run too much.
Somebody gonna get hurt. Somebody gonna get hurt. And let Porter come in there fighting that, trying to fight that counterfight. He's gonna die. Let him come in there and think that little fake counterfight, like how he had this last fight, is gonna work against this well oiled machine put together mercenary. Terrence Crawford is a mercenary. He is whoever pays the highest price we can go kill. Let's do it. Let him come in there thinking this whole we're going to see what's going to happen, keep the fight close, and possibly have a chance in the later rounds. Yeah, all right. I hope he don't come in there with that thought.
Yeah, well, Crawford will change it real quick. I promise you that.
And I want him to. I want him to. I can't wait to hear that.
No, he don't disappoint. That ain't what he
does. Never has.
Yeah.
Aquaman.
Yeah, baby.
Call me too, man. I want to talk to you. Missed you during Fury. We was talking a little bit, but he was more disappointed than anything. Looking at that nasty footwork.
Alright. Well, should be a hell of a weekend for sports. Got the boxing, got the balance. Got basketball on right now. And Monday night, man. I hope everybody enjoy your weekend, bro. I'm excited with you, brother. I'm going to the family, nephew's birthday tomorrow. You know what I mean? Let everybody ride until the sunset. Enjoy their weekend. Congratulations for making it to the end of the week in the hellified world that we live in. And keep moving, man.
Shout
goddamn,
out to anybody
that tell you it's enough.
That crossed the Rittenhouse path, and ain't nobody looking.
Bust that ass. No, I'm just kidding. Yep. I see what Black Freeze means.
I didn't
even
know LeBron was playing, man. Why nobody want to talk to me like nobody want to talk to me?
I told you he was playing.
No, I didn't even hear that. You know what? I love you so much, brother. I love you so much.
Yeah.
Bringing something to my attention, and I was over here. You know what it is? I was talking to the nephew. And you know what? I want you to do something. Come over here real fast. Come over here because people loved you today. And I want you to know as a young man how to return that love back to people and be the young man that I teach you to be. Say thank you.
Thank you.
For the love.
For the love.
Uncles.
Uncles.
And Shakedown Crew.
And Shakedown Crew.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to me.
And love to y'all.
And love to y'all.
Hey, that's what's up. No problem, nephew.
Yeah, but I didn't know the greatest was back. I'm real suave right now, real suavelito. I did not know the greatest was playing tonight. I apologize on these airwaves if I sounded hostile, because everything is agile right now. I apologize. I'm good, LRP. I am good. I was really like, yeah, Anthony Davis. This, you see how I went in on him with no clemency. I went there. I'm not apologizing to him though, but I'm saying the greatest is back. I'm gonna enjoy this. I'm gonna enjoy
absolutely.
Just like Cam Newton starting Sunday. I'm gonna enjoy this.
Yeah, man. Shouts out to Cam Newton, man. Congratulations on making it back home. I wish it could have been the same story for my brother Odell, but
right now, now hold on, real quick. I don't want to lose this thought process. He is going to be coming back, ladies and gentlemen, against his old head coach. How serious is that? Like, let's not act like
that's
this
what
game
I was saying, bro. Storylines be mattering, bro. Storylines be mattering. I was telling OG, like, Saquon coming back to play Tampa. Now it's the team that he went out on initially that started this whole shit. Storylines matter, bro.
It does.
I can't wait for Cam and Buck back, man. Super excited for this weekend. But I'm moving around, and I know my audio sound like trash. And we in the... You know, we clear, so I'm about to go ahead and bounce to the bounce. Diggy, though, enjoy.
Yeah, it's crazy because Shakes Montana just called in, too. I put him on. Oh, hold up, fellas. Amari Cooper is going to miss the next two games. And do you guys know why? Nope, because y'all would have said something about it. He is COVID positive, but also unvaccinated.
Mm. Oh, wow.
2 weeks, Amari Cooper will not be playing.
Mm. That's a huge blow for him.
Very. Alvin Kamara won't be playing either this Sunday.
Oh, shit.
Chris Carson is going to have season-ending surgery. These injury reports are brought to you by Edie Chosen One from the Bronx. So,
I can't cut my angle, man.
Nah. What you going to
do?
You going to start him?
I plan for Kamara.
I said, are you going to start him?
I ain't got no other choice.
Facts.
That's why I can't get rid of him. I got my running backs is both for the Broncos running backs, and Gordon and Williams. And I got Ingram and I believe Saquon right now.
Speaking of storylines, real quick, LRP. I want to get out of Shake's way. Just real quick. There's no storyline. You see Dennis Schroeder, right? Playing for Boston, getting crazy against the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's been playing pretty well for them. Well, you know, as far as their record, he fits. He's been playing well.
Mm. Yeah, that's interesting. I definitely can't. I got it. Roll with him.
I didn't know you could grab somebody in the NBA when they're on the fast break and they won't call a foul no more. I didn't know that. I know they're not calling fouls, but when you straight up and down grab a dude whole jersey and his number is in your chest away from his back and you don't call a foul, I didn't know you could do that no more. Got different. But go ahead, Shakes. Floor is all yours, brother.
I ain't really got nothing on.
Glad y'all held it down this week. It's been a crazy week for me. I don't know what the fuck. But, that shit is wild, bro.
He was the Washington football team this week.
Yeah, same way for me too, shit.
All over the place, yo. This shit is crazy, man. I'm trying to shit down.
I'm glad I was able to be here today. It was crazy yesterday. I ain't going out like that.
Yeah, I want to see this, and I'm not a real, you know, follower of the younger rappers in this day and age, but it's two things I want to address. The non-guilty verdict in the trial of the Rittenhouse kid, justice will be served. And it will be served cold. God bless her. God bless her family. And God bless Wisconsin right now, because this thing is going to turn bad. Not guilty on 5 felony charges when we all saw what happened, killing that girl like that, playing RoboCop for no reason like that. And secondly, the young Dolph. That's tragic, man, that these young hip-hop artists of melanated color, brown and black, you know, are losing their lives like this over just people with no moral values, man. And you can't bring that young kid back, man. It's bad. It's going down out in Memphis too, man. We just can't get out of our own way. So our prayers and condolences to both families and all the victims of these tragic crimes, man, and throughout the year. So that's all I got. He the chosen one from the Bronx. This has been East Out Friday, brought to you by the Shakedown Crew, stepping up for your boy and showing love and finishing the week strong, as we always do. So take it away, fellas, whenever y'all want. I had to get that out.
No doubt. And I also wanted to say something. I wanted to say something in my closing yesterday. That's why it was crazy that I didn't make it in time, because yesterday it was rough being a fan, right? First of all, you never want nobody to go. That's first off, like, you know what I mean? Somebody going or dying, me personally, I don't take death real well. Death is something that I find hard to cope with. But situation, I'm actually a huge fan. And me and LRP was going to have this DJ type of battle, and Young Dolph music was going to be splattered all over my catalog, so to speak, into going into battle with LRP. Going to be a lot of Young Dolph music. And the reason being is I knew that LRP wasn't really that hip to Young Dolph. I'm pretty sure he probably know of him, probably heard some music, but I don't think that he is that hip to Young Dolph. And so I wanted to be that one to put him on to different type of music, the younger generation music, and somebody that was a younger generation music but was really having some good music out there. It wasn't no mumble rap. It wasn't no rap that you'd be like, oh, man, that was some nursery rhyme shit. His music took you back to 3-6 Mafia days. And that was his idols. That's who he imitated and emulated. And, of course, 2 Chainz as well. But I followed this dude career since I was out in South Carolina. That's where I first heard of him. And I was like, man, he sound like 2 Chainz. Who is this guy? But he's rocking. And ever since, I've been listening to him. And I've been following his career heavy. And I know about the shots that he took, the 100 shots at his van in Charlotte. I know about how they shot him up in California. And then they try to get him again. And I'm like, golly, man, they trying to kill this dude. So to hear that he got shot again, it was on, and I'm not trying to say he is Tupac or put the Tupac name on, but it was in that Tupac realm for me as far as the same type of thing, because you always heard Tupac got shot. Oh, he got shot again. Oh, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? All right, well, not cool, but, you know, he'll be fine. And yeah, he was. And then you like, oh, my gosh, he's going to make some more music about it, and it's going to be a rap. And I felt that same way about Dolph. Like, okay, he got shot again. All right, he's going to make some new music. Oh, man, the next album going to be crazy. You know what I mean? They really trying to take this boy out. But to hear that was it, man. He's gone. And it was the same type of feeling that I felt with Tupac. Like, really? Gone? Like, gone? Like, no more music? And, I mean, I'm pretty sure he got so much more music coming because he had so much music already for his young career. And he was my age at a young 36 years old. So, it's unfortunate, man. And it is what it happens when you're in the streets, but, like, I mean, this dude made it out the streets. You know what I mean? He's successful in real estate, and his kids are set up, and their kids are set up. You know what I mean? So he did right. He did right while he was here, and I always felt like that. I was like, he's doing a lot of shit very, very fast. I don't know how much time this man really got, because when people do that, they're gearing up for something. You know what I mean? So we lost one, man, because he was one of the real ones, man. He was one of the real good rappers, too. Young, up and coming. Well, not even up and coming, because he was already there. And they was giving him his props, man. So to lose him, that's, man, we lost some great ones, man. Nipsey.
I'm an honor.
Mo3.
I'm an honor everything.
Yeah, man.
You're right, but I definitely, after saying something powerful like that, just to tell you that I heard every word, and I'm going to honor him and you by checking out his music, because, no, I never heard of him before I heard the news, and not even heard that one single note. So I will do that. I've never been against, you know, someone putting me on to something. I hope throughout these years I've never came off as if I'm all-knowing. But balance, dude, you know.
No, that's,
try to be on this show.
That's why I was looking forward to it. And I'm sorry to cut you off and you can keep on going, but that's why I was looking forward to the battle, because I knew I was going to be able to put you on to some people that you might not know of or heard about, but not know of them. And Young Dolph was major into my catalog. So, man, it hurts, man. It stinks.
Yeah, my condolences to you then too, man, because, you know, when you rock with a dude, you know what I'm saying, and people like to, you know, and I know I do have to get off the phone, but I got something I want to get off my motherfucking chest, and it kills me how, and I'm going to preface this by saying, never, ever let something that you may view on these electronics dictate anything about what you should know about yourself and others. But at the same time, these little trigger words that people be using to try to downplay the fandom or the admiration or the inspiration that they may find in another individual or figure just because of that person's sex or gender. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just so dumb and childish. So wherever those words hit, save that shit for your mama.
You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfucker can't like nobody. Like, we all got to be fucking soft-ass dudes because we like some motherfucker. Like, and then you try to use that as some kind of little playground, You know what I mean? Like, it reminds me of, like, people making fun of smart people that want to study. You know what I mean? Back in the day. Wasn't a good thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? But, yes, there is. But just because, you know, so those are the feelings that I get when people try to, like, this whole Odell situation, just so I can put full context on it. A lot of people, if they wanted to do that, and, you know, they had a certain inspiration in within that dude and what kind of things he brought to the table as far as their gratification and what they like to watch. Why would you make somebody feel like shit about that, you know? So that's some childish bullshit. And it ain't got nothing to do with being complaining or this, that, and the third, because I give it to you service with a smile. I'm not talking to my brothers, but don't get it twisted. You know what I mean? Size me up if you want to. You ain't going to like when you find out what your size is.
That brings me to something else, right? Because you kind of open up a Pandora's box for me, and I do want to address this issue, and I'm glad I do have a platform to do so. Now, I'm not being disrespectful in nothing that I'm about to say. But there's good and bad with everything. There is good and bad with everything in life. You got to take the good with the bad. The bad with the good. And you got to roll with it. And whatever's more good, you roll to that side that you find more good. And that defines you. But my point of it is the way the world is today, which my boy just said something about how it used to be, still going on to this day, but not so much as it was before. It's not as strong. But the fact that everything is open, and it's open for a person to be themselves. Just be yourself. No more hiding. No more fronting. No more portraying something that you are not. This is a world of open. You can be whoever the if you want to walk around with a unicorn and a rainbow color suit on, nobody should judge you. They probably say, I wouldn't do it. But nobody should judge you because only God should. So for the fact that it's so open, I love it. What I don't love is that they're shoving these things down our throats, paws, with the homosexualities and all that, the different sexualities going on. They are shoving it down, and I don't like that fact. I don't like that fact. Y'all too much in these kids' faces, and it's making it like y'all are pointing and directing them to that. Don't direct them. Let them choose. That's
fact.
What I don't like. But for all the openness, I love that. I love for a person to be themselves so I know who the fuck I'm dealing with. So no more of you're in the comic books. Oh, you a comic book geek. Oh, I don't fuck with you. Oh, you like lab shit? Oh, you in the lab all the time? No, I don't like that. I can't fuck with you. You a geek. But when you grow up, those laboratory guys, they're scientists, and they're making hella money. Those comic book guys that y'all was motherfucking sitting there saying that they was geeks and didn't want to touch and didn't want to talk to, well, guess what? They're making $1 million, millions of dollars off the Marvel and fucking DC Comics and making movies and shit, okay?
So screw y'all with y'all judgments. Stop judging and just accept people for the who the fuck they are. I'm done. Drop the mic.
Indeed. On that note, y'all just been shook up by the shakedown. Eat it, chosen. You got any last
remarks?
All right, let me go over to the board. But yeah, hey, man, y'all just been shook up by the shakedown. Enjoy your weekend. Get your mind right. Fix your ways. Trifling out here. Oh, yeah, he's still
ridiculous,
here.
Man.
No doubt. But man, it's been love. It's been fun. I'm
Hey, real
out,
quick
so.
Before you go, LRP, I just want to ask you, man, what you think about the Woo when you finished it and what you think about the motherfucking BMF, and then we can just go ahead and get up out of here, and we should be hearing from y'all on pregame Sunday, a Nacho in the Box with Cheese. I'm going to be hosting. I should be there trying to get everybody hot on a hot seat, whoever didn't get on a hot seat, because it's been a crazy week. If you didn't, if you can't get on the pregame and you don't, you already know, text me, DM me on Twitter. Y'all know how to do it. But, yeah, what you think about those two shows, finishing those series off, and we can get
them. Man, I'll start with Woo first. It ended crazy, and I'm glad it ended with a third season, you know what I mean? Because can't end it like that. But yo, they get, you know what I mean? They got real grimy there at the end and showed a relationship that, you know, kind of strayed that I never knew. Between Old Dirty and
OBD and RZA, right?
And yeah, RZA, yeah. You know what I mean? And didn't know that he wanted to be signed to Def Jam so bad. But I love the way they were throwing the stage, man. Just Woo is the Woo, you know what I mean? Just kind of reliving history. So that was dope. I'm glad I finally finished it. And excited to see. I guess that's because for all we know, based off of where it went, the Only Built for Cuban Link, the Cow, Iron Man, the Liquid Swords, like all these classic albums. For all we know, those beats that was on there, because they didn't really, you know, they kind of went over everything to keep the fandom in there. I think it was produced amazingly how they were able to keep the songs, you know, the way it were before they were actually created or whatever. But it left me with the thought, like, yo, this dude came up with whole new beats. You know what I mean, for these albums. So what did he have before? You know what I mean? That was just my fandom going crazy. That is, if in fact his music was destroyed when it, you know, got flooded. But BMF, man. Yo. First off, I love the show, but Snoop as a reverend got, y'all got to get that man playing somebody else, bro. Got to get that dude playing somebody else. Every time he show up, I said, this ain't something. Doesn't look like it should be happening. They shouldn't be conversing with a dude that look like that in this kind of place.
That fucking asshole, man.
Yo.
That fucking asshole, man. It's distracting, yo. It's like,
yo, it looked pregnant, B. It looked like a pregnant microphone.
Yo.
It's crazy, yo. His afro is crazy because they're putting the dreads in the back of it. Yo.
That
afro look crazy, man.
Yo, it really do, yo. It's very distracting, bro. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? And then, got old-ass fucking Eminem playing White Boy Rick. Like, that shit, I'm like, yo, what?
I didn't mind. It
looked kind of
weird.
You see the young toupee, though? You see the toupee they put on them?
They got to fix that. I saw him as White Boy Rick. And I was like, yo, why he look like, he look weird.
Let me tell you who Eminem looked like when they showed him. Eminem looked like Frodo from Lord of the Rings.
Yo, he straight up did. Yeah, he looked like, you know, Roman times or something.
I said he looked like Frodo, B. He looked like Frodo. I said, look at Eminem looking like Frodo.
So hopefully they fixed that. I thought he would be, when I heard it, because I did hear it before, but I didn't, you know, I didn't get any feedback. I, like, threw myself out of it. But I thought he was going to have a bigger first, like, landing spot. But all he did was say, what's up, Mitch? That was it. So you know, his presence there, as weird as it was, as he looked, you know what I mean? It didn't. You know, I was like, oh, yeah, that's cool. But
should,
I wait till
you start
actually having
a bigger role going forward. Like,
yeah,
probably in the next season as well. You know what I mean? You're going to see more of White Boy Rick and shit. Because he was supplying them with the guns. You know what I'm saying? But, boy.
Nah, yeah, you're right.
You know,
right.
He was a major part of BMF, like that whole situation. He was a major part of that. So he just let it be known. Keep an eye out for Frodo from The Lord of the Rings as a gangster.
Facts. But, oh, yeah, shit, man. Lamar carries the show. You know what I mean?
He's the man, yo. He's the man, yo.
Lamar
is
crazy.
What the fuck his crazy ass is going to do next, yo?
Kill you the flow jams, bro.
Yo, what? This man is a motherfucking slow jam killer. I mean, you loading up guns to the R&B joint. Killing people.
You know what I'm saying? Turn off the lights at that. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, and you know what's sad? That he's reinventing music that was to make you feel good for murderous bars. He is reinventing feel good music for murder. Yo, he got people talking about, you know what time it is when you hear Can't Stop the Rain.
Can't Stop the Rain.
Yo, what that
you
mean, bro?
Can't Stop the Rain. When it stops the rain.
I seen one meme and he was like, yo, next time my baby mom try to keep my kids from me, I'm just going to put on Can't Stop the Rain. Y'all know what time it is. I'm like,
crazy.
Y'all taking
it. Nah, man, this is heating up. It's heating up in last episode this week. So, and then Power Book 2.
So, yeah. So, Shakes, can I say this real fast? She's a sucker, B. She is a...
Oh,
you
yeah.
already know who I'm talking. She is a bird. She's a bird. Right.
She should have straight got murked. He should have murked her.
Before you, we talk about that real quick, just to let people know. Also, Ghost Power Book 2 is this Sunday as well. So you got both of them this Sunday. Awesome shit. But either told you I'm from the Bronx. What you talking about?
Lamar Big Mom, me.
You talking about Kodo. And
yeah,
the cat's out of the bag now.
He
let her live too, though, because he in love. She ain't even all that cute.
My thing, right?
Yo, the choke through the bars was a real thing, though.
All right, so here's my thing, right? Now, I don't condone in violence against females. I don't. I really don't. Right? But I had a lot of say about the Ray Rice thing, right? Because she was totally wrong. And, you know what I mean? It's just fucked up and hypocritical that the man always got to suffer when these females be wilding the fuck out. Now, with me being saying that, right, you know this dude is insane. You know this guy is crazy. Martin would say he's deranged. Why would you threaten him with the cops
Why would you hit this guy? You that bold? You that ballsy? And then you want to cry when he's whipping your ass? He's crazy. He's deranged. What the fuck? I don't get it.
Oh, you talking about when she punched?
What did you think he was going to do?
No,
he's going to snap.
You talking about when she punched him in the arm, when he punched Lamar. He is talking about Cotto.
I thought he was talking about the baby mother.
Nah, he's talking about Cotto.
No, I'm talking about the baby moms.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm talking about the baby moms because also I'm how we all good would meet you on the couch as soon as he leaves.
Right. Now I'm going
to
get to that.
He's a bird, son.
I was going to get to that, right? So, you know what I'm saying? What else did you think was going to happen in that case, right? So that's number one, right? Okay. All right, cool. Your daughter saved you. Thank God. Thank God she was dead because you probably would have been dead too. Can't stop the rain. Right? So, all right. Now, you all beating up and you call Meech over. And the first thing you say is, oh, I should have fucked you up for kidnapping my daughter. What? Wait, what? And then you sitting here chopping it up with this dude? Oh, yeah, yeah. I know exactly where he stayed. Yeah, yeah, up on Northern. You know what I mean? Like, what?
Oh, man. Yo, she is a bird. She's a bird, Rod. For real. Officer Bird. She's Officer Bird, man.
Bruh.
Yeah, bro, you look past her. Look,
like a
with the bird.
Now, I hope. Well, you know, look, man, I was spoiled here. It was a spoiler on me, spoiler on y'all, right? She's not making it past this as next episode. So y'all know that right now.
That's good.
On
I'm with that.
And, everything, you know
and
what I mean?
Can't wait to see how the damage is done. I can't wait to see this time.
Me too. I want to see how she gets
feel
to,
me?
Gets
I, hope it's whole, I hope it's a whole wire.
Hold on. What happened to the daughter, though? I don't know, G.
You know what I mean? I just know that she put up on the Twitter, you know what I mean? It's been fun. This has been good, you know what I mean, on the series or whatever. And, you know what I mean, her head on the chopping block, though. She gone. You know what I mean? She spoiled it for everybody, but it's all good. You know what I mean? Like, it don't stop nothing. It don't stop the rain. You know what I mean? Like,
and when I say
wanna,
she's a bird, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about on the show. Because in real life,
I got the leg on the bird. Like on a turkey or a Cornish hen, that motherfucker just be like fat as a motherfucker. You like, God, good God, man, let me get that motherfucker piece right there. Yeah, that's what her shit look like right there. It's just hanging out, boom, boom, like bang, like two fucking big ass drumsticks and shit. You know what I'm saying?
And that beans, greens, potatoes, beans, greens, potatoes. Chicken
slam,
oh, bro. What?
No doubt, man. But, yeah, man.
You're arguing already?
I'm good chopping it up with y'all, man. I just wanted to know what you felt about the shows. I definitely was waiting to hear to you about it. Can't wait to talk to Black Freezy about it once he catch up with his non-culture.
Yeah, I'm going to just say this real quick. Terry Ivey pissing me off. I just need people to know that. I know it's not real. I know that's just the way they had to make it for the show.
But his eye be pissing me off.
That's how it is in real life, bro. Like, you see motherfucking same Southwest T, like the real Southwest T, like
His eye is
My God.
His eye is forget about it.
Yeah. So it's crazy how they did that shit with his motherfucking eye. Then you motherfucker go in and tune in on All American. Ooh, which I gotta watch on this week's All American. But yeah, anyway, you tune in to All American and that shit all regular and shit.
Right. You want to see a regular eye, you watch All American. You want to see Twisted, you watch.
Straight up, bro. Like, yo, this shit is crazy. Yo, it's weird, bro. It's weird. It's weird, bro. Like, I just seen you Saturday night.
Right.
And your motherfucking eye was fucked up, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Now I'm looking at you Monday night and you all good. Like, it's fucking my head up, bro.
Yo, you know who's doing a great job, too? Shout outs to that old looking little girl, the little sister.
Oh, man. Yo, she do look old.
She look old, bro.
She look old as shit.
Yo, I thought Shorty was 30 when I saw her. I said, why they got this little 30-year-old girl playing this little girl like that? She look old, fam.
It's all your fault.
Respectfully. You know what I'm saying? Because she getting paid. But she is young.
Yeah, she doing a good job, man.
Yes, y'all. She is.
Doing a great job, man. Crazy, man. 50 Cent, man. He's feeding a lot of families, man. Feeding a lot of fans,
obviously.
Yeah, yes. Shout out to 50. But, yeah, we can go ahead and get up out of here now, man. It's been great. I'm glad I got to chop it up with you fellas about those things. And we can get ready for the pregame on Sunday. Talk about the rest of those games with Nato. But Monday, Montana Monday, pregame Monday.
Oh, so we not going during the game? You gonna do it all pre?
Regular time. Seven.
If you go to God hour, then we gonna be on, bro, while the game is on.
That's what I'm saying. Regular hour, man. I'm not switching the shit up, right? Like we said, we need to start having consistency around here with the timing. So we gonna most likely try hour in the 7 o'clock. If we gotta go early, we will definitely let y'all know. But 7 o'clock is the main time slot for the shakedown. So y'all tune in on 7 o'clock and we'll be here. But other than that, man, LRP got anything else? Let us go.
Nah, man. I'm good, bro. I've got a lot of fun, a lot of laughs, a lot of knowledge.
Out. All right. Like we always say around this time, we don't expect y'all to agree with us, but we damn sure expect y'all to understand. Understand? So don't get shook up because we keep shit live. It's the shakedown at the New York Giants on that drive for 5. And we out of there. Winning the last 6 of the last 8. 10 toes down. All right. I said it, and I got my crew with me. LRP, he is chosen from the Bronx. They all sipping the Kool-Aid. Let's go, man. Let's get to the playoffs, y'all. All right? And, oh, yeah.
Nah,
always
allowed
you, Robert. Always.
A lot of people sit at my table, but I haven't drank yet, America. So keep me in your prayers, though.
We seen a sneaker set.
That order.
I told you I was drinking something, but it wasn't that. Yeah, yo, y'all just been shook up by the shakedown. This has been East Style Fridays with your host, LRP, co-host, filling in, making up for yesterday. Either chosen one from the Bronx, Shakes Montana, shouts out to Dan C, shouts out to Nacho, OG Steve, and all the people in the chat. Stay tuned. Support the movement. authentic individuals out here.
Peace.
You heard it. Diversify your bonds, niggas.